Shalom Aleichem, everybody. It was really just wonderful meeting those of you who are old friends of mine and those of you who have children in my shir, as well as children in the yeshiva. It's just very, very beautiful. And just getting together is worthwhile without the words of Torah that we're going to hear. Kol Shekhen, I hope. With the words of Torah, all the more so. So I want to talk about sugya here in the parasha. That is the sugya of Malkus. Malkus Arboim. Someone is over on a los hasei, transgresses a negative commandment of the Torah, he gets Malkus. So it's interesting that the pasuk right after the Torah describes Malkus, 40 lashes, is losach som shor bedisho. Do not muzzle a cow as it works during the threshing. And we learn, you think, what's the segue from Parsha of Malkus into muzzling a cow? It's two very unrelated things. Nonetheless, we learn a number of halachas in how to give Malkus and when to give Malkus from this smuchim, this proximity of the pasuk of Losach Mishor Bedisho to the Parsha of Malkus. One of the things we learn is that when giving lashes, the whip that is used is made out of leather from a cow. Now, the Gemara says that it's not only leather from a cow, but it's also from the skin of a donkey. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Yodea shor konehu, the ox recognizes its owner, the chamor, the donkey, evos balav, recognizes the trough of its owner. Yisrael lo yada, Israel doesn't know, ami lo hisbonan. So the Gemara says that this is what we're trying to capture, kilu in the Malkus, that this person who was over on the lo sase has missed the lesson of the shor and the chamor. So the shor is right there, next to the parsha. Where is the chamor? So I'm going to say a little mahalach in this. But Maral says a beautiful beer in the message of Yodea Shor Konehu, the chamor Eves Baalav, and having to do with Malkus. He says like this, Yodea Shor Konehu, the shor recognizes its owner. That's a very high expression, high level. It's the mita of Yira. It recognizes a master, Yodea Shor Koneo. The shor recognizes its owner. That's the mida of Yira. Chamor doesn't say Yada. The Yada is from the beginning of the pasuk, but it's straight to the Avos. The Chamor is Avos Balov. The Chamor is in the trough of its owner, meaning because it benefits from its owner, the owner feeds it, has Hanoah. Therefore, it has a connection to its owner. So Maral says, we see here two parts of connecting to one's source. One is a higher level, I recognize my owner. I recognize that he has power over me. That is the midah of Yira. The second, the chamor eves balav. Person recognizes that Hashem has done wonderful things for him. From there, he becomes close to Hashem. That is the attribute of Ava. So you have Yira and Ava. Yoder Shor Konehu is Yira. Chamor Eves Balov is Ava, is love. Yisrael. Yisrael is always the higher level of B'nai Yisrael. Yisrael Lo Yada. Yisrael doesn't recognize. Ami. Ami is always the lower part of Klal Yisrael. Lo Hisbonan. Hisbonan would be, look how much blessing there is in my life. Where is that from? I have to love the source of that blessing in my life. So these are the two connections to our source, the Yira and the Ava. Idea Shor Koneo, Chamor Eves Balov. And that is why the whip of the Malkus, the person who was over on the Lotasa, he was not neither a Yodea Shor Koneo or a Chamor Eves Balov. So we whip him, the lesson is, from the Shor and the Chamor. So you see how meduyik it is. Because the losach sum shor bedisho, what is the shor? What are we telling him to allow the shor to do? Don't muzzle the shore on the threshing ground. Rather, let him eat. That's the second midah, the shore and the chamor. Both are really captured in the pasuk of Lo sachmin shor b'dishal, the yira and the ava. Rabbi Hartman, in his Hagoyas there, tells too that in the parsha of boar in the Torah, one of the four main categories of damages is the boar, is the pit, but not everything that falls in are you chayv to pay. And we darshan, shor v'lo adam. If an adam falls in, you don't have to pay. Chamor v'lo kelim. Chamor and not vessels. So he says, why did Chazal choose to say shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo kelim, not the reverse? It's the same word. Shor is the higher level. Therefore, shor is a mayit adam. Chamor is the lower level. It's chaymer. Chamor is a mayit kelim. I also think that that's why in the isra of kloy behema, of mixing two kinds of animals together, the Torah picks the shor and the chamor, working two animals together. The Torah picks the shor and the chamor because they are the extremes. They're extremes. It's the yira and the ava. Okay, so ad kan lomadnu from the Maral that in one's kesher to his source, there are two kinds of relationships. It's one of yira and there's one of ava. But there's a deeper level here that's helpful, can be helpful for us. And that is that in many, many forums, areas of life, there is a relationship between yira and ava. That yira can free me to actually experience a very high level of ava. I'll give you two examples from the extremes of life. You have the developed musician who has to give a concert in Carnegie Hall, and he knows this is his moment. So he practices, and he doesn't sleep. He doesn't eat. That's a yira. Yira, the knowledge of what he's going to experience, acts on him, the force of yira, and it frees him to fully unite with his music. He has to enjoy the music. If he wouldn't enjoy it, wouldn't be able to do it. Well, the yira frees him to fully unite and become one with his music. And he will say about this tekufa that he enjoyed it like nothing else before. Let's go to the other end of life. I know, you know, remembering putting my children in for a nap, so they would protest mightily. Now, near the crib, there was a window. Right? So they did not want to go in. I was the force of Yira. You must take a nap. Okay, capitulated. They're in the crib. All of a sudden, they discover the window. They're entranced. They look out the window. They're totally connected to the scene outside. The Yira, my forcing him to take a nap, opened them up to an ava, to connecting to a hana, which is a higher level hana. It's a more ethereal hana. That's why it requires a yira to experience that hana. When I was a bacher in Mir Yeshiva, so the mashgiach in the Mir made the following observation. He said that the bachurim that come from Neri Yisrael to learn in Mir have a much easier adjustment than the ones coming from the very small yeshivas. Because in a yeshiva, you have to have these two forces. There's the yira, the anhala, sense of duty, obligation. You have to be there. And that frees you to unite with your learning. Learning is a higher hana. It's a more ethereal hana. It needs the background of yira to chase away the distractions in order to fully connect the love, the ava, the hana of limud haTorah. So a bachur that comes from a big yeshiva, Neri Yisrael, to another big yeshiva, he's used to that level of discipline of a big yeshiva. But a small yeshiva, it's much tighter. It's a much stronger kind of discipline. And therefore, when you go to a big yeshiva and that loosens up, it's much harder to connect to the learning, to feel the Ahava. And this is a formula, Rabbi Yisai, in every undertaking. There's a chazal. The chazal say, Le'olam yosem adam atzmai, chazal of the Zohar Daf Hei. Person should put himself to his Torah, kishor le'ol, chamor le'masoi. So what are chazal conveying with the shor and the chamor? I think it's the same idea. Use the shor, use the discipline, sense of obligation, the sense of duty. But at the same time, you have to enjoy it. I always tell my Talmidim that 99% of the time, attending a shir requires these two elements. You have to be disciplined. You must be disciplined, but you also have to enjoy it. Chodesh Elul, really we have both of these two elements. Ani ledodi vedodi li is a statement of great love, great connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we blow the shofar every morning. Hayitaka shofar ba'ir v'amalei charadu. The shofar is there to instill pachad, sense of impending, I don't want to say impending decisions, life year decisions are coming. There's a yira that's meant to free us, to unite to a hana of HaKadosh Hav learning, hana of mitzvahs, hana of chesed. And certainly, the whole Yom Noroyim and Yom HaSimcha is an exercise in these two characteristics, the Yira and the Ava. In fact, as I say, I think I can safely say that if you look in your life, any area where we are having difficulty, it's a problem with one of the two things. Either the force of Yira isn't what it needs to be, so I'm having problems with disciplining myself, or you know, discipline isn't an issue, but am I enjoying? Am I having the right hana from what I'm doing in learning or in mitzvahs? Many times we're kind of like running on the fumes from the gas tank. We did enjoy it, but it's really not there. A person has to constantly work on making sure the enjoyment is there. You need the discipline and you need the hana. The two work together. So I'm mevarach all of us that in this coming tekufa of Yom Noroyim and Yom HaSimcha, we find the correct balance, Yodei Shor Kaneo, Chamor Eivos Baalov, the correct balance of the Yira, the discipline, sense of duty, and the enjoyment of this very special time of closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the dveikus, the enjoyment. And then we'll have Bezras Hashem, Aksivach Simatov.